Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At first, I heard it was clogged arteries, because he did have clogged arteries. He had a problem with that. He was, I wish he took better care of himself, I say.
Just kind of an odd clip. Why is he diagnosing Lindsey Graham's medical problems and talking about him in this manner? All right, everybody, we have some wild news. Donald Trump is losing his mind and desperately trying to consolidate power ahead of the midterm elections. He just announced moments ago that he is going to be holding a speech on Thursday, announcing something shocking to the entire nation. And we now have reporting about what that speech is. Trump is reportedly going to try to relitigate the 2020 election by announcing that there was new fraud found and that this invalidates multiple Democratic senators. In particular, the reporting is he is going to try to invalidate the election of Senator John Ossoff of Georgia and Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, trying to invalidate those two, which is kind of weird because the Republicans currently are hanging on by a thread with two senators, one of which died, Lindsey Graham, and one of which is currently in the hospital, Mitch McConnell. So they're basically trying to trade their two senators for our two younger, healthier senators, and we need to be pushing back against this type of mindset. There is this type of mindset in America right now that the rules are for everybody else but the rich and powerful. If you're connected enough or wealthy enough or powerful enough, then the law doesn't apply to you and your losses aren't really losses. And I want to show you a few different examples of that. This video right now is going incredibly viral, and this body camera footage shows Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo using his name to get out of a traffic stop. The officer walks up and Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo goes, "Hey, I'm Joe Lombardo." And the officer ends up actually letting him go. Check this out.
Hello. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Good. Sergeant Chico, Metro Police. The reason I'm stopping you is for the...
Joe Lombardo.
I'm aware. For the red light violation back there. Your right turn onto Giles here. So you're good to go, sir. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
That is the governor of the state whining that he just got pulled over for violating the laws of his own state. Again, rules for thee, but not for me. The people who are rich and powerful think they can get away. And if you're wondering why I'm showing you this clip in relation to Donald Trump losing his damn mind, it's because it is all connected. A lot of powerful, rich Americans think that the law doesn't apply to them. And as that mindset spreads and becomes more insidious, it emboldens people like Donald Trump who are going to try to invalidate actual elections. So if you appreciate these videos we make on the Adamocler feed, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. Let me show you very, very quickly something else that Trump posted, which was very alarming. In the middle of the night, Donald Trump posted an image featuring a map showing the United States taking over Canada, Greenland, and even Venezuela. This is not the first time Trump has posted that, but it's an AI image of him with a bunch of world leaders from Europe mainly. You can see Keir Starmer, you can see Maloney, you can see Macron, and then there's a map showing the United States flag taking over Canada, Mexico, Venezuela. Absolutely despicable. Greenland as well. Absolutely despicable rhetoric coming from our president. Now let's listen to what he's saying in the Oval Office moments ago.
People around the world and around the nation are anticipating your big announcement on Thursday night regarding election machines and integrity. Can you give us sort of a sneak peek about what to expect and tell the audience?
Well, I'd rather save it. It will concern that subject and we'll have a couple of other things to
say.
Why
should people watch, though?
But I'd rather save it, but it's really big news. It's really, really big news. And our country has to shape up. But that's what we're going to be talking about Thursday is it doesn't get bigger, because without free and fair elections, you don't have a country. We'll be discussing other things too, but it's going to be a very big announcement. Yeah?
I just want to note that Donald Trump brought 62 different court cases regarding election fraud after the 2020 election and lost every single one except for one on like a technicality. Even Republican judges appointed by Trump, appointed by Bush said, dude, there is no evidence of fraud here. We then get reporting from the Washington Reporter. It says, news, President Trump is planning to announce that Georgia's two senators, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, are illegitimate because of fraud, a well-placed source in Georgia tells us. Announcement could come as soon as tonight. This comes at a time when Senator John Ossoff is gaining momentum and is about to be reelected, when Raphael Warnock is being an absolutely flawless senator in Georgia, and when both of them are rather popular. This also comes at a time when the Republican Party is about to be down two senators due to old age. Lindsey Graham died suddenly, and Mitch McConnell is not doing too well. And in retaliation, Donald Trump decides to go full dictator mode. You know, I find it funny. For so long, Republicans would scream and cry and piss themselves if you implied that Donald Trump was a fascist, or if you said that Donald Trump was a fascist. Then Trump gets into office and sends his ICE Gestapo squads against U.S. citizens. Trump gets into office and tries to invalidate elections by lying about election fraud. He gets into office and posts memes. He thinks they're memes of himself invading other countries. Yeah, I think all of our worries were very, very valid. And what really worries me too is when you look at the people around Donald Trump, the other people who are in power, like Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo, like Pete Hegseth, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, all of these people follow the same model of abusing their power. Even Elon Musk posted an incredibly disturbing, insane video on his Twitter, and it has 7.5 million views. I want to warn you all that this is going to be a video the richest man on the earth is posting of a vile, racist stereotype. He's trying to basically influence elections in other countries by spreading AI propaganda. It's an AI fake video. So let me paint this picture for you. Donald Trump is trying to undermine democratic institutions and avoid accountability in the United States. Elon Musk helped him rise to power for the second time by donating $300 million and buying X. And now Elon Musk is using that same platform to spread racist, vile AI videos to try to influence European elections, United Kingdom elections, elections in other countries. Let me play for you a second of this. And it's just like, I'm not someone who's offended easily. I'm not even like offended by it. It's just vile. Why is the richest man on the planet spreading white supremacist propaganda from Tommy Robinson, a literal white supremacist? Look at this. Elon posted it and said, literally true.
With me, baby. Let me touch you. Get the fuck away from her. Go back to your country.
This is wild. So it's literal white supremacist propaganda. She pulls out a card, and the card implies that guilty people are white and not guilty people are any other skin tone. It's kind of the inverse of the truth. Just propagating awful, awful stereotypes that white people are constantly oppressed by the system. Now let's jump back to Donald Trump in the Oval Office talking about the FBI looking into Lindsey Graham's death. And he tries to basically project his own health problems, kind of undermine the FBI investigation. Take a listen to this bizarre clip.
If I could also ask, are you aware of why the FBI is looking into Senator Graham's death? Have you gotten any updates on why they were at his home?
Well, I don't know why, because I think, you know, he had a problem. His father had a very similar problem, as you know. It's very unique. At first, I heard it was clogged arteries, because he did have clogged arteries. He had a problem with that. He was, I wish he took better care of himself. I say, you could, you know, you can solve that problem, but what happened is actually something that's very hard to detect. It was not related to any blockage. It was a totally different thing. And supposedly, and I've watched all the medical reports, I've had the doctors from the White House come in and explain what happened. And this is something that is very, almost undetectable. And if it happens, there's not much you can do about it. It sounds unfortunate, but there's not much you can do about it. If you look at his father died of the same thing at about the same age. So there was not much. They say it's almost undetectable. You can detect it by if you have a very bad back. That's a sign. It's a bad sign. So if anybody has a bad back,
Just kind of an odd clip. Why is he diagnosing Lindsey Graham's medical problems and talking about him in this manner? I mean, first, he tried to use that to, he had tried to use Lindsey Graham's death to push forward legislation and talk about his loyalty to Trump. And now he's just talking about Lindsey Graham's health in a speculative way. I want to end off with this clip of Donald Trump talking about how nobody should be charging a fee to go through the Strait of Hormuz after he said that we're going to charge a 20% fee.
There's never been a time like this with the United States, with the factories, with the plants, with everything else. And we would like to invest tremendously in the United States as opposed to charging a fee. And I like that, actually, because I don't think anybody should be able to charge a fee for the Strait or for any other Strait relationship.
Oh my God, he's immediately backing down from his proposal that the United States take control and charge 20%, which was an awful idea. I'm glad he's backing down. But MAGA just spent the past 24 hours doing backflips, debating me on panels, trying to say that it's a good idea for us to do this. And now Donald Trump is literally immediately backing down. He is losing his mind. He is posting AI slop about himself invading other countries. Elon Musk is trying to influence elections via AI slop. While Joe Lombardo is getting out of traffic stops because he's using his power, we have a problem in this country, a sickness in this country where people are trying to entrench their power, screw over others, undermine our institutions, and continue to ratchet our country to the far right. We'll continue to push back on the Adam Mockler feed. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.